Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due. The unique with perfect attributes, he begets not nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who is sent as a warner and as a lamp, giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Ameen. Today, inshallah, sisters, we will start to learn about Allah, the creator of everything in the heavens and in the earth, and we will learn the rules of creation. We'll start with learning the rules of creation in the heavens, in the universe, and then the rules of creation of the human being. Regarding the rules of the creation of the universe, actually, as I mentioned to you, last week, number one, it is the miracle of life. Number two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created all things with al-qadr. Number three, Allah made everything he has created in the excellent shape. Number four, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everything in pairs. And now we will start with the first rule of creation in the universe, which is the miracle of life. In order to know the miracle of life, we will read from Surah Al-An'am, Surah number 6, verse number 95. So now, inshallah, I will read it for you in Arabic. Okay, and so long, Cecilia was the one reading for me over the last 4 years in my regular classes. You will be the one to read for me in this class, inshallah. And you will be the one, so that we'll have many sisters participating, inshallah. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You can read the Arabic while I am reading it. I know that. All of you sisters, try to, you know the Arabic letters, okay? Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inna Allah faliqul habbi wan nawa, yukhrijul hayya minal mayyiti wa yukhrijul mayyita minal hayy. Dhalikumullah fa anna tufakun. Tadaqallah. Okay. Now you can read it in English.
Verily it is Allah who causes the seed, grain, and the fruit stone, like date stone, to split and sprout. He brings forth the living from the dead, and it is He who brings forth the dead from the living. Such is Allah. Then how are you deluded away from the truth?
Okay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us in this verse of the Quran the miracle of life. Okay? The miracle of life, its initiation and its process. Okay? Actually, we human beings, no one of us knows the secret of this miracle. Okay? No one knows it except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the great miracle of life? Okay, the great miracle of life is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only one who can bring the dead from the living and the living from the dead. This is the miracle of life. In every moment of the life, in every moment the life begins. In a plant, in a tree, in a bird, or in an animal. Okay? But this life remains in its substance and its source a secret. Nobody knows it. Okay? Nobody knows it except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And actually from the beginning our planet, the earth, exists, but there was no life on it. Then the life begins after Allah originates it. It is Allah alone who can originate life from something that is dead. Okay, the earth was dead, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala originates life on it. Nobody knows how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can make this miracle. Okay, and also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who can actually make the dead to be alive. Okay, or the living to be dead. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is actually called the life cycle. Okay, a planet. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, let us know about a chick coming out of an egg and an egg produced by a bird. You know, this is the question, which was first, the egg or the chick? Nobody knows. Okay, this is the life from the dead and the dead from the life. Okay, but actually let us reflect for a few seconds and ask ourselves these questions. Actually, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, when you see an egg, okay, when you have an egg like this in your hand, okay, can you imagine that while you are holding the egg in your hand, in a second you can find that a chick is coming out of it? So the question is, inside this egg, where are the feathers? Where is the meat? Where is the bone? Where are the colors? Where is the thinking of the bird is hiding? Subhanallah. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can you imagine that inside this egg, there is a small chick, and it has a bone and meat and wings and everything inside. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, and also if you have a seed, okay, and you put this seed in a piece of cotton and you put some water, then you start to notice that it will open the dry seed, then there will be a root, then there will be a stem, then there will be, these leaves, and subhanallah, this is life. What is this life? The initiation and then the growth. Who is the one who knows this secret? Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the miracle of life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah is mentioning in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is causing the dead, to come from the living and causing the living to be transformed to the dead. This is how you can believe in the unity of Allah and in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only one who knows this secret is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only one who can do this secret, who can make it a reality, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the proof of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, the creator of anything is the owner of everything. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything about all His creatures. So long Allah creates, everything, so Allah knows how this creation was done. So Allah knows everything about us, even more than what we know about ourselves. Okay? So this is number one. This is the first. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, rule of the creation. Okay, the second rule of the creation, and these two rules which we will learn today, we will learn about the second rule from the Quran, from Surah number 54, Surah Al-Qamar, verse number 49. So now we will read from Surah number 54, verse number 49. I want you to start to be familiar, sisters, with how to get the surahs in the Quran. Okay, Surah number 54. Verse number 49. Again and again, sisters, alhamdulillah, in my classes we learn the Quran as the book of the rules of life. Okay? If I want to learn the Quran, I will learn the rules of life. In all the aspects of life, I will find the rules, in the Quran. So what is the second rule? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Surah Al-Qamar, Surah number 54, verse number, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, 49, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, here, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Allah said, Inna kulla shay'in khalaqnahu biqadar. Okay, so can you speak now in English?
Verily, we have created all things with qadr, divine preordainment of all things before their creation, as written in the book of decrees.
Okay. Actually, we must know as believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wrote everything about this worldly life until from the day Prophet Adam was on the earth until the day of judgment. Allah wrote everything, okay, in the divine book, okay, 50,000 years before creation of the earth. Okay, sister, this has to be clear in our spirit. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the one. This is our Lord. This is the one whom we have to have full trust in Him. This is the one whom when we call only on Him. We ask only Him. I need only Him. Why? Because He wrote everything which will happen to me and all the creatures until the day of judgment. When Allah wrote it yesterday, the day before yesterday, when He created the earth, no, never. He wrote it 50,000 years before creation of the earth. You see, sister, this knowledge is more than enough for any good spirit to believe in the oneness of Allah and to be ready to obey all the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of His majesty, out of His knowledge, out of His power, out of His will. Just try to think of the, to reflect on the word 50,000 years before creation of the earth. To tell you the truth, my mind cannot translate this. It is beyond my mind limitations. What is the meaning? 50,000 years? 5 years, 10 years, 100 years, above more than 1,000 years, I can't imagine. It is 50,000 years before creation of the earth. Allah wrote everything. So why the Muslims are sad? If you are a true believer in the oneness of Allah, you are not supposed to be sad or to be depressed. Or yes, why you'll be sad? I have to have full trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one. No one can change the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is written 50,000 years before creation of the earth. So I will be set for something already stamped 50,000 years before creation of the earth, not my creation. Creation of the earth. Why? How? How I will be set? I will never be set. I will have different attitude with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will be a true believer in Allah. I will obey Allah. I will have the link with Allah. I will get the support of Allah. I will live in the mercy of Allah. Not I will try to change the decree of Allah. How I will change the decree of Allah? Now, what he said in this verse of the Quran, okay? Verily, everything is created, okay? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, with divine preordainment. Okay? Yes. Okay, so what is the meaning of this? I will tell you the meaning of this. It is the decree of Allah to create everything in the universe with due measures, okay, regarding its size, shape, situation, characters, and its relation to everything around it. It is the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay, to make the life to be up to His decree. Okay, so if I believe that everything is up to Allah's decree, okay, something preordainment, okay, that's it. There is no way to change it. The only way is to accept it and to try to accommodate it and try to feel thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when I actually live in the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? So it is the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which we Muslims have to believe in. If you believe in the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will never be sad or having a worry because there is no way to change anything. It is already written 50,000 years before the creation of the earth. These are the first two rules of the creation of the universe. Inshallah, next week we will continue to learn about the rules of the creation of the earth. Now we will do the dua and inshallah see you next week. Rahman Rahim. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. Ameen. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. Ameen. O Allah, our Lord, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. Ameen. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. Ameen. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. Ameen. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. Ameen. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. Ameen. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. Ameen. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds, our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life, our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life, the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after death. O Allah, our Lord, truly we have wronged ourselves and none can forgive sins except you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to forgive our parents and all the Muslims. Ameen. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Ameen.